Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
So, Essay, it's lovely to be at your house. Tell me what we're going to be doing this week.
Oh, well, we've got some honey from the hive. It's the spring honey.
Long hot days in the shade of some big old tree, making daisy chains and watching all the honeybees.
So I've got one super of spring honey from the Buckfast, and they were quite calm when I took it off, and there was about four other supers all building up with still lots of honey in, and now the line is just popping. I saw some the other day and that was popping, and if it keeps warm over the next week, we'll fill those supers with honey in no time at all. So excited. So this is the rehearsal for this next batch of honey, which will be a lot bigger. So I'll go and get the super and we'll start.
Did you make an agreement with the bees? Did you ask whether you could take a frame?
I did. I knocked on the hive and I said, oh, hello, bees, how are you doing? And they didn't reply. And then I said, how many frames of honey should I take? And they said, just take loads.
Did they?
Yeah. Because we've got loads of...
Got an abundance.
Yeah. So I thought, what does loads mean? And I thought, one super's enough, because there was five supers, and I thought I'll just take one.
Good.
So I'll go and get the honey.
Might there be any danger today? Danger!
Oh, yeah, well, we've got the windows open now, but that's a good point, Jane, because if one single honeybee gets in here, we're doomed! Because if a honeybee comes in here and finds out that we're spinning the honey, then she'll go home and tell all of her sisters, and they will all come.
Should we wear our suits then, in case?
No, because then they'll be coming back here for 2 weeks until they forget. So we'll have to close the window if we see one honeybee. Me and Tom made that mistake a long time ago when we first started, that we had a few honeybees that were still in the super, so we let them out. And then about half an hour later, there was millions of honeybees at the window going, let me get me my honey. So we won't be doing that.
Okay.
And if one does come back in, there is, you know, it could be an unfortunate end to that bee.
But anyway. I thought it meant to us.
No, not to us. But the weather looks pretty dull and hopefully it'll rain and the bees won't come in.
Right.
But we'll close the window if it does.
Onwards.
Onwards and upwards.
Esther's coming out now and she's carrying this big box and it's covered in a shroud. Why is it covered in a shroud?
Well, you know, because we don't want the bees to get in it. So I've covered it up and there's our honey. So this is what we're going to be doing today.
So how many frames?
So, whoops.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10, because that's how many you get in a super.
Ooh, it smells. You should know that, Jane.
Can you smell the honey?
Oh, yes.
And
look at that corn there.
Yeah. You can tell.
Can I have that?
No, don't eat it yet, because it might have been on the floor, that. And
it doesn't matter.
Oh, it does. So, what we're going to be doing, I'm going to show you now. I'll get the first.
Esther's coming now and she's got her chopping board and she's got a saw, she's got a bread knife and some sort of scratchy forks that look like knit comb. What do you use this for?
Yeah, you could get your knits out with that. They're not quite close enough. But what they're actually for is to get the cappings off the honey. So
now Esther's got a massive, great big white plastic tub. And she's now fallen into it. Esther! Esther!
Hey, I'm in the spinner. I've cleaned it all out, but because it was outside, a few, you know, spiders' legs have probably fallen in it. But we're going to sieve it anyway. So that's
a very strange contraption.
So we're going to be putting the frames in there. Mm-hmm. And then we'll...
Oh, she's wheeling it around now. She's spinning it around, turning it.
That's it.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
It is, Dork.
This is a real cottage industry.
Right, so I'm going to put an apron on. Do you want one?
Yes, I better had to protect my pink blouse.
Yeah, you need an apron for this job.
Oh, I don't think you've got enough aprons in there, Esther.
Oh,
are those your knickers?
This apron.
Oh, we got it. It's Day of the Dead. Oh, it smells nice. Smells of washing powder.
Right, I hope I've not forgotten anything, because of course I didn't do it last year because I didn't have any honey to spin, did I? So, Jane, this is what we're going to do, all right? So, you're going to take those cappings off. You can see that most of the frame has got the cappings on.
Yes.
And there's a few little bits around the edge that haven't quite got the cappings on. So that suggests to me that the bees are just finishing off this frame.
Mm.
They haven't quite finished. I mean, if you were working for an industry, you'd make sure that every single one of these was capped, because do you remember that they don't cap the honey until most of the water has been evaporated by the drying process that they do in the hive?
All right.
Because if it's a bit watery, the honey, then, you know, it can go off in the jar. But I think because we're only doing one super...
It could go off.
Yeah, because if you add water to honey, it ferments.
Oh.
But, you know, this is nearly all capped, so it's pretty fine. And actually, one jar we're going to be eating within a year, so it'll be absolutely fine.
Within a day.
Yeah, within a day for you, Jane. So what we can do, we've got two choices.
Mm.
So we can slice off the cappings. You've got to just slice them off very, very... finely. You don't want to go too deep.
No.
Because then, of course, you're going to lose...
some of the honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see you're losing some of it now. So Esther is now using her bread knife to take off the cappings.
Yeah, so I'm slicing off the cappings with this. This is actually just for this job. It's a knife that looks like a bread knife, but it's not sharp. Oh, yeah, it's all very sticky and very tricky.
It's tricky,
sticky. The whole thing.
Well, it's better for you to do it with your knife.
So you just have to scrape it off like that. It is a bit of a sticky job. Actually, you just have to be prepared to get sticky, and then at the end you can lick your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So can you see now, when you look at the comb, you can see the pollen that's in it. And that, to me, it's a red pollen, so that's horse chestnut.
Oh.
Are your fingers clean?
No, I better go and wash them.
Go on then, yeah, go and wash them. We'll do a couple, and then I think we might have to get all hands on deck here, because we've got our whole team. We've got Claire, our producer, and John, obviously he's got his hands full. He's holding the recording equipment. And we've got another helper today, an assistant called Eve, and that's Claire's daughter. I'm sure she wouldn't mind getting a sticky mess to help us.
I'm coming with my spoon.
Okay, so we've taken the cappings off this one.
Mm.
So, Jane, yeah, you can see that red, the horse chestnut one. So if you try a bit of that honey, you might not want to eat a lot just yet, because you're going to try quite a few different flavours.
Okay.
Nice.
It's gorgeous. It's so... It's so kind of like... thick and sort of, I don't know, just the texture is amazing. It tastes wonderful.
So what we could do, actually, before we spin this, I'll just ask our assistant Eve. Eve, you know, in the kitchen there's a few little jars. If you want to go and get them, we could put a spoonful in each little tiny jar, and then we could always come back to that at the end, couldn't we? I'm just going to get the cappings off this side.
I was thinking the honeycomb. When you've got a bit of the honeycomb in your mouth, it's like chewing gum. You can't get rid of it.
That's it.
I'm going to go and spit it in the bin.
Just spit it out there and then leave it on the table. So we'll put the horse chestnut. We'll do that there, and then we can all have a little taste and assess. Do you girls, did you want to have a little taste of the horse chestnut one, Eve? And then you can start and see which one you like best. Here, I'll take your spoon. That's it.
Oh, so it goes in like that.
So it goes into
you just
slot
them in.
It goes in like that. So you'll be doing the next ones.
Mm.
And then it fits in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, when it's full, that's when we can start to spin it.
All right, OK.
OK? So do you want to have a go at doing this one, Jane?
OK.
So this one, cool. Can you see? This one looks a completely different colour.
Yeah, it's very dark, isn't
it? Yeah,
it's very dark. And then they haven't capped all that either, have they?
No, but you can see it's not dripping out the combs. It's all more or less ready to be capped. But you've got a good half of it capped there, but this is quite dark. Right, so have a go. Do you think your character Rumpelstiltskin does this?
He doesn't do this, no. I told you, he lets the bees get on with it. Sometimes he has the honey, but he doesn't do all this.
Oh, how does he eat it then?
Just shoves his hand in it.
His whole hand?
Well, he doesn't have this sort of frame in it, does he? Just in his tree stump.
So do you think he just shoves his hand up? A bit like you then? You
yes.
Shove your whole hand in
just,
if you could,
just uses
you?
His hand, yeah. He's a man of the earth. He doesn't have all this palaver.
Right then, well, have you got your spoon?
Here's my spoon.
Yeah, well, why don't you try that one?
Okay.
I'm going to try this one. It looks
so, so it looks moorish darker, and dark, doesn't it? Like treacle.
Oh, gosh.
I just can't get over the texture.
What do you think?
Oh, it's just so... Texture is just like velvet. Yeah, it's like velvet.
I don't know what flavour this one is.
It's a bit cow-mockey.
Cow-mockey?
That's not a fly.
All right, then, we're okay. A fly has entered the building. Oh, gosh.
You're not having any fly.
So we'll put a bit of that one in.
It tastes a bit animal.
Animal, this one. Gosh. I've got no idea what that one could be. So that's a darker spring.
A bit
spring.
Sort of farm animal-ish.
I don't know. It could be hawthorn. You know, the apple blossom. The ornamental cherry. Do you remember any of the other spring ones?
No.
So at the moment...
If Paul had been here, Paul Whitehouse, he would have known because he's top of the class.
Oh, wow. You might remember, but he's too busy thinking about fish.
It's fish.
Yeah. Fish flavoured honey. Right, so what have we got here? Again. This is the red one.
Oh, yeah, and that's a much lighter one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's lighter. So the horse chestnut, to me, seems like it's a bit lighter. So we'll slice this one off. Oh, it's very, very sticky.
And what was the dark one again?
Well, we don't know, do we?
We don't know that one, what it
But, you know,
been.
The sort of things that they could have eaten early on. I don't know whether they would have been able to cap it just yet, but... Definitely all those ornamental cherry, the apple blossom, the plum blossom, the hawthorn, the slowberry type things.
Mm.
I mean, that's what I'm imagining. Obviously, we need our honey sommeliers here to tell us.
Oh, that
we'll do this side and then maybe what we could do, a big blob
big
of...
lump, isn't it?
Big lump of
comb
there. Mm. Okay. So do you want to pop that one in? Right, so this one looks dark again doesn't it? Yeah. Let's see if we've got any other...
That's semi, isn't it? Semi-dark, semi-light.
Semi-dark, semi-light.
Semi-dark, semi-light.
Right, then you cut that one then. Mm. And while you're cutting that, I'm going to get the knit checker onto it.
What does it do?
The knit checker comb just gets the cappings off like this, look. So you just go into the comb like that.
Mm. Well, this is what this knife's doing.
Yeah, but this sort of just lifts it in a way.
That's better, isn't it? Because you're not taking any of the honey off.
Well, that is. Do you want to use the knit comb?
Also, it's an either or situation. You either use the knife or you use the knit comb.
The knife slices it quite quickly.
Yeah, it is slicing it quickly. But I just feel like it's
dark,
taking some of the honey
dark,
as well.
Isn't it? This one. I mean, you think, is it the forget-me-nots? Is it the...
Do you not normally experience it so dark at this time of year?
Well, you know what? Sometimes you're lucky if you get the spring honey, you know. You are,
really?
Because when there's a dearth in June... There hasn't really been a June dearth this year. That's the dearth is when there's no flowers.
Yeah.
But because the spring was sort of late, the spring blended into the summer, and so there wasn't really a June dearth.
Am I doing this side as well, Es?
Yeah. So I left the honey in, obviously, for June, and there were still lots left. You know, if it's a June dearth, the bees might just eat all the spring honey. I mean, some beekeepers take it out and then give them sugar feed, but I don't do that. Oh, this looks dark.
But I mean, it's so full, isn't it?
Yeah.
So full. I mean, this must be the joy of being a beekeeper having this amount of honey. But to harvest all this must be absolutely thrilling.
You know, there's a real joy when you take the honey off and you sort of walk home and, you know, you just can't believe that you're so lucky to have this honey. Actually, I feel quite emotional.
Oh, is it?
But, you know, this is such a gift, isn't it?
That
the bees have given
us.
Oh, God, sorry.
It's all right.
So we'll take the cappings off this bit. So, actually, you could be doing one and I could be doing
one.
Yeah,
sure.
That's probably best. Do you want to get that one out?
I'm going to put my spoon there on orange chestnut. Can I try mine with a knit comb?
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
Have you ever had knits?
I had knits as a child.
Oh, have you ever had them as a grown-up?
I don't think I have, actually. When my kids have had knits, but I think I always avoided it because I think my hair is so processed, you know, with dye.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they like it.
Oh, I've had it loads of times.
Have you?
The main memory I've got of my kids when they were little is knit checking.
Yes.
And squashing knits.
I used to enjoy doing that.
I used to love squashing knits.
Like a monkey. I used to do it. My mum used to say, for goodness sake, stop doing that in public. Because I just became obsessed with it, checking their hair for knits.
Because you don't want to be, like, putting the products on, do you, all the time, on the head? That's what I felt.
Well, tea tree shampoo is very good for knits.
Yeah. I mean, you can get these sort of sprays, can't you? But there is something very nice about, you know, sort of getting knits out the hair.
Yeah, it's the eggs in particular. I think I only have to deal with eggs. I don't think we saw many knits. We just saw eggs.
Oh. My friend has got no hair, and once I saw a knit on his head, and it was on a tiny, one tiny bit of hair. Yeah, Joel. He had one
really?
Knit. Yeah, couldn't
really?
Believe it. And it had found the only bit of hair on his head.
I think I prefer doing this with the knit comb because
yeah,
I don't
is.
Feel like I'm losing as much honey. With the knife, I feel like I'm taking off some of the honey as well.
Well, what you do, you see, you put the cappings into that bowl with the sieve and then it drips down and then you've got some honey.
All right.
You don't lose any, really.
All right, I didn't realise that. So, yes, it's got a sieve, hasn't it?
But in the professional world, they have these, like, rollers almost with pins on.
Yeah.
They sort of take them all off, like, that, but in our world, in the world of Rumpelstiltskin, we just use a shovel to get our honey off, don't we? Well, you do. The listeners can't see that. That's what you're doing, really. You've got a big shovel, and you just every time I'm not looking, you're just shoveling it.
I'm shoveling it into my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm putting my frame now into the spinner, and the spinner has got a sort of metal round bit which has got little compartments, and you slot your frame into one of the little compartments, not very easily. Is that right?
Oh, should I move it round, then you can do it.
It can go like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, look, you've not done it right. Oh, I can't leave you for 1 minute. Put it in the slot.
I'm such a bad student.
Yeah.
We've got two more frames left to do. So that was quick work. That was good working together like this.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So when you have your next harvest, your summer harvest, Esther, how many frames are you looking at doing? Are you doing some, you know, every week?
Well, as you know, normally in the world of my bees, I usually have anything between 3 to 5 colonies. But obviously we lost the bees the first year, and then we had the bees have gone to Borstal, so that's two colonies gone. They're busy making a lot of honey, apparently. So they're doing well. Mm. So we've only got these ones left that we're going to be harvesting from. Of course, we've got the two small colonies, but we won't bother taking any honey off them.
So that's that. Obviously nothing from the Italians. No, and the other smaller one is the Buckfast Swarm, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we've got the Wood Greeners.
All right, yes.
And then we've got the Hornsey Historical Society Swarm out the back there in the garden.
Oh, yes, yes.
So we've got
You
them.
Won't be taking anything off those.
No, I won't take anything off those.
They're not making enough.
Well, they might make a super, but I probably won't take it off, no. I'll just leave them. We'll just take it off this, because we're not doing it for any other purpose than ourselves, are we? And live giving it a few jars away.
Yeah.
So our centrifuge is full, so get your seatbelts on. You're going to be spinning in a minute.
Jane, can I get in there as well?
You get in there. Mm-hmm. What we need to do, because we've lost the lid. We used to have a lid, but sadly, we've lost it. Mm. So Jeannie bought me some cling film, because otherwise there'll just be honey on the ceiling.
Oh, really?
Which, you know, could be...
It's not good.
Yeah.
Now, who opened that cling film like that?
That would be me, Jane.
You'd be very in trouble with me if you'd opened it like that.
Yes, our producer, Claire Broughton, she opened the cling film and...
sorry, ladies.
Right, so we're going round the tub with the cling film.
Yeah, so you got a hole there.
Yeah. I got a hole in my bucket, dear Jane, dear Jane. There's a hole in my bucket, dear Jane, a hole...
Lovely.
Right.
There we go.
So now what we've got to do is one of us has got to spin.
Can I spin?
Yeah. Now it is quite a hard job, right? So have you got your muscles turned on?
Yeah.
And I'm going to press this. This is usually... Yeah, see what I mean?
I'm tired now, Esther. You take over. I've made it all sticky.
Right, you've got to go really fast, like so. It's so fast that these honeybees are going to go faster. Faster. Come on. Faster, Jane. Keep going. Faster. No. Got to go faster than that. You've got to get
really?
All the honey out, yeah?
Oh, I'm going to hold and you can turn.
Oh, flipping heck. Oh, God. Right, you're going to have to use this cloth because you've got to put real oomph into this. So hold it down like that with
all
the
right.
cloth, and I'll get another cloth.
Shall I wash my hands?
Well, no, because they're all sticky. They're going to be... unless you want a sticky...
Well, do you want me to stick up this cloth?
Well, yeah.
You don't mind?
It's gonna, okay. Everything's going to be sticky by the end of this.
Right, come on.
Including your face.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so...
You're not going any faster than me.
I know, but it's hard. It's really hard.
Come on.
Oh, for every day.
Oh, it's like the tombola.
Oh, God.
Have you brought it?
No, but Tom normally does this. And it's such
bloody hell. I mean, nothing's come out of it yet.
No, it's ever so hard.
Oh, really?
Maybe it's... I haven't used it for a long time.
It's like from the dark ages. I'm sure there's an easier way than doing it than this.
This is how you do it.
Well, in the dark ages, I'm sure other people don't.
That's it all screwed in there. Oh, yeah, that's going better. Oh, no, it's not. Oh.
It's like an old-fashioned mangle. Well done. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Ooh.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Test. Very good.
That screwing has really worked.
Yes. Ooh. Very good. Well, you see, yes, it's building.
Right. Right, let's see if your sister wants to have a go. Look, she's got some good muscles. Come on then, Eve.
Oh, good, Eve. Excellent.
Smell the honey.
Mmm.
Screws keep coming. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's not working at all now. Oh, it's not... It's actually broke.
Is it?
Yeah. It's just old, isn't it? It's just old and cranky. Let's have a look at a rumple might be able to to do.
So the problem... I'm going to do it backwards. I think it works better backwards.
Oh, yeah, it can go backwards as well. That's another way to do it. I can't... This is so typical me, isn't it?
Well, that was a that was an interesting and easy process, Es.
Did you enjoy the ride, Jane?
Oh, I did. I much prefer it when I was on the ride than I was pushing.
Do you feel a bit dizzy?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I've been on the dog chums.
What we'll do is we'll lift it up now.
Yeah.
We need to get a sieve because what we've got in here is a lot of bits and bobs of honey. We've got some cappings probably and a bit of pollen and things like that. So what we need to do is if we get a sieve, then we can sieve those out. I mean, normally, if I'm just doing it for my own consumption, I quite like all those bits in because stuff like pollen, for instance, is really yummy. So it's up to you whether you want...
Let's have them all in. Let's have it all in.
You want your bits and bobs,
then? Thumbs up all round all in.
Let's start with the small jars, and there'll be more to go round, won't there?
Yes.
All right. So, Jane, we'll get a pan underneath. If there's any spillage, we'll get it into this pan. Are you impressed by my kitchen cleanliness?
Well, your surfaces are not quite up to my scratch,
There is a bit of an eggshell in this pan, but hopefully that won't go into your jar.
Well, he said it's good when you have all sorts in it.
Yeah, but you don't want dog hairs in it, do you?
Not really.
Eggshells. Right, so now we're going to open this. Mm-hmm. I think what we're going to do... So, Jane, you're going to have to tip it like this.
Oh, can I not do this bit?
All right, then, you do that bit, then.
I'm excited about this bit.
Right, so you're going to... What you're going to do,
I like
Jane...
you pushing me out of the Not yet. Right. Not yet, Jane.
Right, Jane, calm down. Right?
Do it. Tell us this is Julia.
Right, Jane, this is what you're going to do, OK? I have to be Julia for this, so you listen to me sensibly. Right, we're going to pull this open, and then we're going to undo this little butterfly screw. I'm going to tip the bucket forward, and then you're going to pull that up, and then the honey will come out that hole. Mm. Right? Wait a moment, then. You're doing it, and I'm not tipping it up. Right.
So I'll do something here first.
So undo the screw. Yeah. Undo that screw, that's it.
Yeah.
Right, and now...
It's heavy.
Undo that white thing, push that up. That's it.
And what do I do? It went on my hand, miss. Ooh, look at it.
Right, start to close it. Close it, bloody hell.
It's still dripping, Claire.
Put it on the table then, because there's drips everywhere anyway. With you.
Well, you is a good job.
You wanted to do that bit. Oh, flipping it. There's loads of cappings in it. Are you sure you want cappings?
I couldn't find the hole. That's why. It came out the wrong hole.
Right then, don't make excuses.
Right, this time, do it sensibly. That's it.
Ooh!
Ooh! Right then, as it comes down.
Yeah.
Right, so now start to close it off.
Now I know what to do.
Okay.
Done.
Right.
That was quite the hell. There's loads, S.
Right then. So let's get a small. Shall we get?
Yeah. Eve's just passed me one.
Yeah. Let's fill that. So we need one. Mm-hmm. One, two, three. So we need three. Well, let's have three big jars and then.
This is a little one.
Yeah. Right. You need to fill it to the top.
Oh, I will do. Yeah. We can fill that one up then. Yeah. Because I didn't want to be told off by you.
Silly Jane.
Do you want me to top that one up, other one?
Get a nice big one then, because
I'll top this one up.
We all want a big jar.
Okay. Top.
That's it, Jane.
Am I doing it right now, Julia?
You are, Jane. You're magnificent. I've never doubt you'd be doing it wonderfully, and you really are.
Righty-o.
We all want a big jar, don't we? And we perhaps want a small jar. So four jars are the big.
We all want a jar.
Right, and then we'll have to...
I-E-I-O, I-E-I-O, we all want a jar. Do you think that Sarah at Bermans is doing it like this? Somehow doubt it.
Right, I can't believe it's gone so wrong. It doesn't normally happen like this. I think it's probably good that we say it's broke.
You know what, Esther? You've said this right from the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah.
It doesn't normally go like this.
Have it?
How should we believe you?
And now this is how you do honey spinning, like this, honey spinning.
It doesn't
braids.
Normally go like this.
Well, yeah.
Shall we sieve this? No.
Let's sieve it, yeah. I suppose today shows that I'm not perfect, and I admit it. I am a bit messy. But, you know... Oh, is that a bee coming in?
There is a bee out there.
Oh, is there?
I don't know, it seems like a bee.
Seems sure. Like a bee. Looks like a bee. It is a bee!
Could be.
All these bits, right, are full of goodness. What's in them? What's in the bits?
Pollen.
Yeah.
Some flies. some flies' eggs. Pollen, a bit of bark. A bit of flower head, a bit of nectar.
Mm-hmm. A bit of
nectar, pollen, and lemon zest.
no. Propolis.
Propolis. There's
probably a little bit of propolis in there.
Propolis.
You know, so
was that mime that you did then?
Mime.
The mime for propolis. It was like
sticky. Because remember, it sticks.
I know,
but
you did
down.
It like you were juicing a lemon.
Oh, did I? Sorry, I don't want to confuse you. Right, so that's today's... Our factory is now closed because it's got some
flawed elements to it.
I think we'll shut the factory door for today.
Well, anyway, it's been a great experience, Esther, and you've introduced me to spinning and young Eve. And we filled, how many jars?
55 jars.
55 jars. 5 jars. And so we can each have a jar, which is absolutely wonderful. And so we've been through the cottage industry spinning process that Sarah from Bermondsey would be absolutely proud of. I'm sure she'll be racing, saying, Esther, can I have your equipment? And I'll call you
up whenever I'm feeling. Queen Bees is written and created by Jane Horrocks and Esther Coles. It is produced by Claire Broughton, Andy Goddard and John Wakefield and partly recorded at The Hives on Esther's allotment near Crouch End in London. The title music is Sweet Nothing by Amy May Ellis and Will Cookson. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram for pictures and videos from The Hive. Queen Bees is a Hattrick podcast.
Yay! Well done! Very good.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.